wet and cold. But anyway, had some rain coming in. Supposed to be some more, I think, here and there through the rest of the week. But I don't believe it's rained in some time now. So Lord knows what we need, don't we, Brother Don? But it's good to be here tonight. Good to see everybody. Hope everybody's been having a good week this week. And say we've had a good day today. Just been a real busy week and trying to juggle a lot of things, but making a lot of headway, getting a lot accomplished. And we were back over at Grace this morning. I just like to share it every time I get to preach over there. But in particular, this morning, we were in the cafeteria and preaching. They had something going on in the sanctuary, and I struggled a little bit. I struggled because as I was preaching, they were getting lunch prepared already. And trying to preach with food cooking, you know. So I just had to ask God to help me a couple times. Yeah, that's right. Typical Baptist. Bibles and buffets. And but anyway, we had a good time this morning. But we wanted to share that with you. We appreciate and enjoy preaching over there every chance we get. And I want to jump right into prayer requests and updates and things we got going on. And got quite a few things to mention tonight. But number one, let's remember Israel. Let's pray for Israel. And so much is going on over there right now. I just keep hearing updates about what's going on, but also keep hearing little stories that's been taking place during this time, touching stories, sad stories, even heroic stories, but you know, people stepping in and aiding and helping. But we certainly need to pray for them. And the Lord said, you bless my people, I'll bless you. Curse me, I'll curse you. And so we're standing with Israel, of course. And I was listening to, believe it or not, I found out, it was on YouTube, and I found Donald Trump speaking in Iowa the other night. And I want to tell you what, I'm not getting into politics tonight, but I enjoy that. He really pumped me up and reaffirmed that, you know, he's a man who stands with Israel, and his plans to run for presidency is what his plans are. And but anyway, you know how politics go. They're back and forth, and then we heard Joe Biden yesterday talk about that he stands with Israel. So I don't know. I know for sure Trump does, and I know again the people of God ought to, and I know the Lord definitely blesses those who stands with Israel. But let's remember Israel. I mean, listen, this is the last days, dark days. It's all prophetic, coming to pass, and. And so we should actually be expecting things like this to happen. But let's remember Israel. Let's also remember Brother Brian Busby's pastor friend that he mentioned Sunday night, I believe it was. Brother Brian's going to be preaching for him this coming up Sunday. And he's just not doing well at all, doing very bad, real sickly. But I wanted to mention him. And also, if you would, continue to remember Dylan Brown. He is the son of Pastor Thomas Brown over at Grace Baptist Church. And, of course, Misty Brown is Thomas's wife. She's been a teacher at Grace for years. And they all went on vacation together. I said this a week or two ago, but I believe in Charleston, South Carolina. And it's been 2 or 3 weeks now, they're still there, and he's been in the hospital. Like I said, he didn't wake up one morning, but he was alive. Had a mass on his brain in between his sinus canal. Just been doing bad, but he's starting to do good now. They had him up walking. I seen a Facebook video, and I mean, it's just a young man, just walking down the hallway, barely, just baby stepping. It tubes coming out everywhere, but you know, the Lord is touching him. He has kids, has a young family. He's in the ministry. And so, if you would, just continue to remember that family in your prayers. But he is doing better. And so, we thank God for that. Of course, Miss CeCe and Chuck, they've been out sick for a while, but they're on the mend, so continue to remember them. And I got a praise report. I got a phone call before church. Miss Dolores Palmer is released from the doctor's care. And no longer is there a doctor coming to her house, a nurse, to help assist her with the healing of her wound. They said that it's closed up and she's healed from it. In fact, when she called me, I missed her call. I called her back and she was in the kitchen cooking. And so sounding good, and so that's amazing. And so, Ms. Dolores, Brother Leonard, if y'all are watching, I'm sure you are. We love you, and we're praising the Lord with you tonight on God touching you. And it's been a long time. She's been through a lot. But thank God for a great helpmate as well, Leonard being there for her, and then, of course, their family being there. It's just a refreshing thing to see family being there for you. And we praise the Lord for that. Let's remember our children's home, staff and children, Brother Harold Dolph in our prayers, Tracy Reese, her mother, Connie Norton with her heart issues, Jeff Hodges' sister-in-law, Angie, her heart trouble, Dawn and Carla Rich. They're making their way here. They'll be in on the 16th here in Georgia. So looking forward to seeing them. And I've got him scheduled to preach Sunday night, first Sunday night, I believe it is, of next month. And so looking forward to that time. But let's remember them in our prayers as they travel this way. Miss Claudia Darby, let's remember her and her health. Randy and Diane Ely, the Daleys, the Ashworths, all of our shut-ins, Barbara Anderson, Jimmy and Jenny Clanton, the McCrickers, Joyce Manning, James Tolan Brown, that's in the Marines, and Kevin Brook at Champion Christian College. We'll open up the floor. Maybe someone has a request or an update. Hassan? Really? We sure will. We sure will. Thank you for mentioning that. Oh, wow. We will certainly lift them up in prayer as we do Israel as a whole tonight. Brother David? Sure will, brother. Thank you for mentioning that. Anyone else?
I just prayed for my friend Denver that was in the real bad motorcycle accident. We celebrated his birthday Sunday.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we praise the Lord for that and his healing, as you say, about a year take for everything, his pelvis, and also we'll be praying for him, but praising the Lord for how far he's brought him. Anyone else? Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, praise the Lord. Well, we do certainly praise the Lord for that, because that could have went either way. And
the lady that's been visiting with us on Sunday.
Yes.
It was a COVID outbreak over there where she's living.
Oh.
And so we got word that's the reason we hadn't been able to make contact with her and everything.
Is her name Doris?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's pray for Miss Doris. If she has it, she'll get better. If she don't have it, that she won't get it. Let's remember Brother Ceylon. He went, I believe it was yesterday, to the eye doctor. For those that know, he was in a process of getting eye surgery, and he needs it on both eyes. But the doctors wouldn't do it because his A1C was so high. Well, his A1C has got down now, and so he went yesterday to the eye doctor, I believe it was Marietta Eye Clinic, and tomorrow he's having eye surgery. And so let's remember him in our prayers as he gets those eyes fixed. The doctors examined his eyes and said, "You're not allowed to drive at all until you get this fixed." And so this is a long thing coming for him, and let's remember him in prayer for tomorrow. Anyone else? All right. Any other unspokens tonight? Absolutely. Lord knows all about it, sees them all. All right, that's just that's some people to remember in prayer. And the other thing is we have a sign-up sheet for the yard sale. And that's this right here. So thank you, Miss Lee Ellen. And we'll have this over there. And just let us know if you're planning on being here and participating on the church yard sale day, which will be on the 21st. From 10 till 3-ish will be the times on that. And thanks, Jeff and Sharon, for putting that on the sign today so people will know. We appreciate that. All right, so remember that. And also our trunk or treat, we got a flyer for that. And so remember that coming up. That's on the last Sunday night of this month, which we normally have our fellowship downstairs, dinner and devotion. I don't know if you remember or not, but this time last year we did kind of a similar thing. We didn't do a trunk or treat, but we did have a mini fall fellowship in the fellowship hall. We used the entire Sunday night that night to do that. And so we're going to be doing that again. And just another opportunity to have others come in from the community and just let them know we're here. And so remember that as well. And there's a sign-up sheet for the trunk or treat, if you can participate in that. And so we appreciate the sign-up sheets and the information. And so hopefully with all this information getting out there, everybody will be well informed with what's going on the church calendar for this month. And again, on the 22nd will be Youth Sunday, Sunday morning and Sunday night. And of course, backtracking a little bit, this coming up Sunday will be CLU at 3 o'clock. And also after the service on Sunday morning, I need to have a brief deacons meeting with our deacons to cover something. And so if you remember that, that would be great. Also remember the ladies' prayer brunch tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the church fellowship hall. This will be a great time for you ladies. It's a time to come to the church pray for the church, pray for one another, any other special needs you may have, and eat a little bit. And so this is going to be a great time, and so remember that as well. All right, am I leaving anything out? Okay. Well, all that would, meet us in the altar, and we'll have a time of prayer together. And then Brother Jeff, have a song, and then we'll bring the thought for tonight. walking in the church tonight, I actually had that song going through my head. Bring them in. Bring them in. That's right, brother. Need to be bringing them in. And last Wednesday night, we talked about Judas for a little while and mentioned some things about Judas. And tonight, we're going to not mention individual apostles, but I want to talk about the 12 apostles as a whole, And I want to talk about the meaning of the word apostle, and I want to talk about the men as a whole, and then the making, and then the messengers, That may sound a little confusing, or some sound the same, but we will get into the different things concerning the apostles tonight. And again, this is kind of a classroom-style lesson as it was last Wednesday night. And I will say this, it's going to kind of be another Bible drill night. Last Wednesday night, I called on some to read. If you're comfortable tonight with reading aloud, if I call on you, will you raise your hand? Okay. I'll try to remember that. And the 12 apostles of Christ. If you would, make your way to Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 25. This is going to be our first reference verse to the lesson tonight. I don't want to just impart knowledge. I also want to make application tonight. So if we can do both, educate and applicate, that'd be a good thing. But Philippians chapter number 2, and we'll read in just a moment verse number 25. But as we get started, what's the meaning of the word apostle? Well, the word apostle means a delegate. It means a messenger. It also means one sent. A delegate, a messenger, one sent. Now, the word apostle, it's used in a limited way, referring only to the 12 apostles. It's used in a more broad sense, referring to those not a part of the 12, but who were sent to preach, or who were sent forth by the church as a delegate to represent their local assembly. And for an example of that, apostle meaning one sent, a delegate, a messenger. Here in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 25, we see that Epaphroditus was an apostle in the sense of being a messenger of Christ. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse 25, the Bible says, "Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants." And so Epaphroditus was an apostle in the sense of being a messenger, one sent to share the word of God. And so the word apostle, it means messenger, it means delegate, one sent. But it's used in a very limited way concerning the 12 apostles. And so that's the meaning of the word apostle. Now, what about the men? The men, the 12 men themselves. Well, I want to share some verses that will prove that Christ chose 12 men to be called apostles, but they are separate from the other disciples. But there are times where Jesus calls his chosen 12 apostles, disciples as well. And I'll make sense out of that in just a second. Turn, if you would, to Luke chapter number 6 and verse 13. Luke 6 and verse number 13. Here we're going to see that there's disciples and then there's apostles. Luke chapter number 6. Let's read verse 12 and then 13. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, listen to this, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Simon, whom he also named Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon called Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James, and Judas Iscariot, which also was the traitor. And so we see here that there's the disciples or those learners of Christ. But then God reached down and he chose 12 to be apostles out of those disciples. And we know in, I believe it's John, don't turn there, but John chapter 6 and verse 66, the Bible says, and many of his disciples turned away and followed him no more. And so there were many who followed Jesus to learn of him and to be followers of him, but yet the Lord chose these 12. And so we see that these verses have to do with Christ choosing 12 men to be apostles out of the disciples. Now, as I just mentioned a moment ago, and I'll say it again, and some of these things I'm going to mention, I want to be repetitive, but it's for better understanding. They're called his 12 disciples in some places. The names of the 12 are listed, and these 12 Jesus sent forth. Brother Jeff, if you would, turn over to Matthew, all of us, of course, but Matthew chapter number 10, in verse number 1 through 5. Here we're going to see they're his disciples, but apostles, the 12. Matthew chapter 10, in verse 1 through 5. Thank you, Brother Jeff. And so there we see that they are called his 12 disciples, but on the same token, they're called his 12 apostles. And so he chose his 12 apostles out of the multitude of disciples, but also interchangeably, he calls his 12 apostles 12 disciples. In Matthew, just a page over, Matthew chapter number 11, in verse number 1, we see Jesus commanding his 12 disciples. Listen to this, Matthew 11, verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And so the verses that we're reading tonight is just, we're mushing them all together the best we can, to just get a clear picture of his apostles, but yet being disciples and separate from all the other disciples. And so we see here that Jesus commanded his 12 disciples. Matthew chapter number 20. Matthew chapter number 20. Who else had a hand up to read? All right. Miss Lee Ellen. Matthew 20, verse 17. We see here that he took the 12 disciples apart. 20, verse 17. So we see that there, more evidence of these 12 disciples, yet 12 apostles. We see Jesus commanding them, and we see Jesus leading them. And so that's in Matthew 20 and verse number 17. Mark chapter number 3. Chapter number 3. Listen to this out of verse number 13 and 14. Mark chapter number 3, verse number 13 and 14. Again, we see here that he ordained 12. And he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him who he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained them, or he ordained 12. That they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. And so there again we see that there's the 12, and that he ordained them, he commissioned them to go forth and preach the gospel. All right, Ms. Sharon, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse number 5, and here in 1 Corinthians 15, 5, we're going to see after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to this same 12. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 5.
And that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12.
There it is. Short verse, but it's there. Said that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. But if you keep reading, the Bible says after that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto the present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, and then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. And so Jesus was certainly seen after his resurrection to this same 12 plus. All right. Make your way to Acts chapter number 6. Acts chapter number 6. Acts 6 in verse number 2. Who else had a hand up? I can't remember. I have memory problems. Let me just give it to you. Acts 6 and verse number 2. Then the 12... Okay, this is after Pentecost. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. And so we see here the actual institution of the deacons being called to serve these apostles so that they can give time to prayer and study of the Word of God. But it is the 12 seen here. And so just further evidence of the 12 being the apostles chosen out of disciples, but at the same time being disciples themselves. All right. Revelation 21:14. I hope your thumbs are warming up. Or your digital device, Revelation 21:14, which, speaking of Revelation, I do have plans on making our way into this book sooner than later. Revelation 21:14, the Bible says this, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And so the names of the 12 will eternally be written in the 12 foundations of the New Jerusalem. And so their ministry, their being, their job, their name wasn't just mentioned while they were on earth, but it continues on throughout eternity. And one of the big things that doesn't surprise me, but amazes me, how it was 12 that he chose to change the world. It was 12. It wasn't 1,200, wasn't 12,000, but it was 12. You know, there's times where I'm talking to Lily and we're talking about school and all, and, you know, and she's, well, Dad, you know, I have this friend at school, and, well, I have that friend at school, and, you know, I have this friend over here, but I really don't have, and this is between me and you and everybody watching on Facebook. I'm trying to prove a point. Dad, it just seems like I don't have a lot of friends. Well, I said, Lily, I said, I've heard this saying my whole life, and I want to tell you from father to daughter that if you have five good friends that you can absolutely bask in, five good friends that you could share your heart with, five good friends, and that's not a definite number, but it's just saying, if you have a handful of friends that are there for you, that love you, that are accept you for who you are, then you're doing good. And then I always say, Jesus had 12 apostles. And it was these 12 apostles that changed the world. What does the Bible say in Acts? Turned the world upside down and really shook the earth. And so the Lord don't need a whole lot to do a great work. He just needs some that are willing. And of course, through His sovereignty, He chose these 12. And we know, like last week we talked about, Judas was chosen, but yet ultimately Judas was chosen so that he would betray Jesus and Jesus would fulfill the Father's plan on the cross. And we know that Judas was replaced with Matthias. And so it's amazing how the Lord works and how He orchestrates things. All right, so we see that there in Revelation 21:14. Ephesians 2 and verse number 19 and 20 for just a moment. Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. Listen to this. In these verses, we're going to see the 12 played a great role in organizing the church. Ephesians 2 and verse number 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. I like the remainder of these verses that's connected to that. In whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And what a wonderful way to end that chapter. I like how Jesus is mentioned as the chief cornerstone. And those that know a lot about brick building and about structures know that the strongest point in that wall is that cornerstone. It holds it all together. You see a lot of businesses. I know there's a business in Hiram, a chiropractic place called Cornerstone Chiropractic. What are they saying? They're saying that they're strong. They're saying that they've got a name that is saying that they're able. They're strong. And so there's churches named Cornerstone Church, whatnot. And so Jesus is the chief cornerstone. We are little bricks in His wall. And we know that the Lord used these apostles in early stages of His ministry. He called them and commissioned them, and they preached, and Of course, back in Bible days, they did signs and wonders for the unbelieving Jew. But ultimately, as we came along and the Gentiles weren't grafted in, it's a building being built together with that foundation that's been laid, chief cornerstone being Jesus. And there we are, those that are saved, just a brick in the wall. You know, some people, they want to be the main man in charge or the main woman in charge. They want to be seen and they want to be heard in the church. Look at me, look at me. They want to be labeled the cornerstone of the church, so to speak. But listen, when it's all said and done, at the end of the day, He, Jesus, is the cornerstone, and we're just a little brick in the wall. But we do make up the building of God. The Bible says in verse 21, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. So we see that there in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20, that the 12 played a great role in organizing the church. All right, Lee Ellen, would you read 2 Corinthians 12 and verse number 12? And as you're turning there, we see that the 12 were given power that many other believers did not possess. 2 Corinthians 12, verse number 12. Right. And so we see that in this passage, it's talking about these capabilities and these powers that these apostles had. He says again in verse number 12, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, signs and wonders and mighty deeds. And so when these apostles did these things, when they expressed patience, when they performed the wondrous works, the mighty deeds, this was confirming their apostleship. But it was also some of these gifts are done away with. They were back in Bible days for the unbelieving Jew who did not believe or struggled with that Jesus was the Christ, why these sign gifts proved that they were apostles, but at the same time, again, it was for the unbelieving Jew so that they would believe. That's 2 Corinthians 12 and verse number 12. Now, before I move on, I do want to be careful what I say here. But there are denominations who still believe that some of these gifts are active and for today with the performing of miracles and the speaking of tongues and all of that. We're not going to get into all that. I have good friends who go to those kind of churches. But again, those things or those kind of gifts were sign gifts to the unbelieving Jew. Now we have the finished Word of God for people to read in English. No need for tongues and all the rest of it. Salvation's plan is printed out here to read, to accept, and be saved. But that's what they hold to, so we leave them alone. All right, so that's the men, the men as a whole. Just speaking of the 12, we talked about the meaning of the word apostle, a delegate, a messenger, one sent. And so let's go just a step further, and we actually don't have much more to share for tonight, but we will mention what we have. What about the making of an apostle? Who was to be an apostle in Bible days? What was the qualifications? Well, let me just say this, that in order to be an apostle, you had to eyewitness the ministry of John the Baptist, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the ascension of Christ into heaven. In Acts chapter number 1, excuse me, allergies. Acts chapter number 1. Listen to this in verse number 21. We'll start there. Acts 1, in verse number 21. Wherefore, of course, as we read in this chapter last week, talking about the apostles and then talking about Judas and then one taking his place, Verse 21, wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And again, you finish out this chapter, and he is, there's Justice, and then there's Matthias. And of course, they prayed, and Matthias was a replacement for Judas. But nonetheless, that was a qualification, witness the ministry of John the Baptist, the resurrection of Jesus, and the ascension of Christ. Y'all just give me a second. I'm sorry. Simon, who is called Peter,
Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebedeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. And it goes on and on down through there. That's the list of these 12 apostles / disciples, yet that were taken from the multitude of disciples. So that's the making of the 12 apostles. Now, I want to mention something else before we close that I think is interesting. And that is the last point, messengers. Messengers. We share the meaning, the men, the making, and the messengers. What do you mean, messengers? Well, there's others who were named apostles, yet they're not of the 12. As we said just now and earlier, that the name apostle also means messenger. So who are some of these messengers? Well, we see in Acts chapter number 14.
If that ain't Jesus calling.
I had to say it. I've never said that before. I had to say it. I've never said it before. I always wanted to.
You made my day. You said that. That's
glad I did, buddy. Acts 14, in verse 14, which, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes, ran in among the people, crying out, saying, Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein. Barnabas is an apostle. He's a messenger. And so he's mentioned here. And, you know, I think sometimes when we're studying the Bible and we hear teaching and preaching, we hear apostles, you know, unless you're intentional, you really look into it, sometimes these things are overlooked. At least it has been for me in years gone by. But Barnabas was an apostle in the sense that he was a messenger, a preacher. Now, I want to go backward. Well, yeah, backwards. No, forward. Sorry. In Romans 16, in verse number 7, I want to mention two others, if I can get their names right. Romans 16, verse 7. Two other apostles that were messengers only, not the chosen 12. Romans 16, in verse number 7, the Bible says this. 16, verse 7. Salute Andronicus, or Andronicus, and Junia, or, I don't know, Juania. my kinsmen, we thought those were women's names, but until it said my kinsmen, and my fellow prisoners who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. These were some who were saved before Paul was. And they are apostles in the sense that they're messengers, not part of the 12. And there's apostles today in the sense of one being sent as a messenger, but there are no apostles of today as we're looking at it at the 12 here. Why is that? Because there's no one
so that's Romans 16:7. We read our opening verse with Philippians 2 and verse number 25. And that is the man Epaphroditus. Listen to this. Again, yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger or your apostle, and he that ministered to my wants. You know, this Epaphroditus, as the Bible states in verse number 30, he delivered to Paul's wants and almost died. The Bible says in verse 30, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. And so this was a man who was all in. You know, this was a man, and some believe he was a pastor, but nonetheless, he was a messenger, and he supplied, gave supply to Paul's need. It almost cost him his life. He's an apostle in the sense of a messenger. And then lastly tonight, 1 Corinthians, if you'd go ahead and turn there with me, we'll finish in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. As I said, and as we opened, this was to be an educational lesson, but also wanted it to be one of application, and sometimes it's harder to make application with some lessons as it is other lessons. But 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 through 9, we see Apollos here, and it appears that Paul refers to Apollos as an apostle in the statement that he uses us, the apostles. I'm sorry, I got a couple more, then we're through. Verse number 6, chapter 4. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that he might learn in us not to think of me above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. For who maketh thee to differ from another? What hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why doest thou glory as if thou hadst not received it? And then, of course, in verse number 8, now ye are full, now ye are rich, ye have resigned, or reigned rather, as kings without us. And I would to God ye did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that God has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels and to men. He used the word us there in verse number 9, set forth us, the apostles, last. And so Apollos, no doubt here, Paul is giving reference to being an apostle in the sense of a messenger. Right, okay. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, we are despised. Definitely deserve the reading there. Thank you, Miss Yvonne. And so we see that concerning Apollos and some other things. consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. You know, it's been a long time since I looked at that verse, connecting Jesus and that word apostle. I don't know, to me that just did something. And of course, it's a capital A there, and the H is a capital H, and the C is a capital C. Apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. So we see there messengers that are apostles, but not part of the 12. So that's the lesson tonight, just educational and with a little bit of application as well. I hope that something was said. I hope that it stirred in you a little bit and furthered our learning a little bit. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you for all things. God, as we move forward in our lessons and our messages, I pray that you'll continually, Lord, just direct our attention to what you want us to share so that it may educate, but also resonate in our hearts, God, so that we might be different, we might be encouraged, we might be challenged, we might be changed. We praise the Lord tonight for all the good news we've heard, the praise reports. Father, we still pray tonight for the prayer request. We pray for Israel. We pray, dear Lord, for Miss Glenda. God, we pray for Dylan.